What's up, dude?
Yo, what's going on?
Nothing. Happy 1 year anniversary, more or less.
No, it's next week.
No, shit, you're right.
Damn Come it. On, man.
Oh, I thought I had. You're right. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
You dropped the gun, just like the summer solstice shit.
Yeah, that's what I. That's what I do. Is I get ahead of myself.
Yikes.
What's new with you?
Feeling extra fat because I've ate like shit over the past week. Yeah. And I've not gone to the gym since like last Tuesday.
Yeah, whatever.
No, dude, I'm a wow.
Yeah, I've been running a lot lately, but I'm losing all my muscle because I haven't lifted in months.
I'm exact opposite. I've lifted a lot and have not done cardio for at least 6 months.
Yeah. Part of me kind of wants to, like, run a marathon or a half marathon.
I don't have that desire at all in me, but if you want to do it, go right ahead.
I feel like it'd be kind of cool to be like, yeah, you know, I ran a marathon or whatever. Crossed off the list.
I mean, if you want to do it, go for it.
But like, I ran 5.5 miles last week or on Sunday, and I was like, that's like 1/5 of a marathon. How in the hell would I do that 4 more times? And I just don't know. It's like unbelievable.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, you obviously have to train for it, like, a lot, but...
The best I was in shape was senior year in the fall when I was still, like, practicing for cop test.
Yeah.
And I had that walking class in the mornings, and then I would go to the gym after classes and shit.
Yeah, me and you used to go to the gym together.
Yeah. But I would always be moving, and plus I'd walk class. I probably walked at least 10 miles a day.
Holy shit. Sorry.
During my Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes.
Yeah.
It's crazy how shit works like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, despite how much, like, we drank and, like, ate unhealthily in senior year, still probably in really good shape. It was canceled out by, like, the same. Like, I walked to class every day. I probably walked at least 5 miles a day every day with just everywhere I was going. If I was given a tour that day, that was like, you know, 2 miles at least walking backwards, no less, and just like all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, dude, I never took the bus ever, even when it rained or snowed, never.
I did every so often for like if I was given a tour, I'd take the bus to Shields, but otherwise, not really. I liked what, dude, I loved walking through campus. I like our campus was just like so pretty that like I never passed up an opportunity to just walk through it and appreciate it.
It's, to me, it's not even like the sentimental or like beauty side of it. It was the timing of everything. Like, even though the bus stop was right outside my apartment, and even though I lived on the opposite side of campus half the time, like, the 30-minute walk would get me there faster or in the same amount of time as getting a bus.
Well, yeah, because every time you get on the white loop at Meridian, it would be jam-packed with people who got on downtown, and there'd be, like, no room left. That's a risk.
Not even that. It was more just, like, the stops and, like them, like, going through campus. You couldn't, like, I just it's yeah. Time for me. I had no patience for it.
Yeah, no, I got you. At least when you're walking, you're like, you know you're going somewhere.
Exactly. And I just plug in my what do you call it? My headphones and just go.
Oh, of course. I listened to more music in college than ever in my entire life because anytime I was going anywhere, I had headphones in.
I didn't have headphones for, I think up, like all freshman year, I didn't wear headphones walking to class.
Ugh. I don't know how you did it. I never, literally from day one freshman year till graduation, when I was going somewhere, my headphones were on. I miss that. I just miss throwing on headphones, walking to class. Oh, not a care in the world back then. If only I knew. If only I knew.
Yeah, dude. College is great.
It is great.
There's not one bad thing about college.
No, I mean, it's literally like the most freedom you will ever have in your entire life.
Absolutely.
Damn. Well, hey, at least we get to work jobs now every day for the rest of our lives.
For the next, like, 50 years.
Sounds like a blast.
Good God, dude.
I know. I'm right there with you.
And, like, by the time, like, we're, like, 80, we're still going to have to work because of bills and shit. There's not going to be any, like, Social Security or anything.
Yeah. Unless, like, the world, you know, destroys itself and we're stuck in some sort of, like, apocalyptic scenario and we're, like, 50. Which I'm not counting out quite yet.
You died first.
What?
You died first.
What do you mean I died first?
You would die first. Sorry.
An apocalyptic scenario? What do you mean? I'm resourceful. I'm just quick on my feet. I'd get out of...
I think out of us four, me, you, Will, and Derek,
you think
actually, Will's a toss-up because he knows, like, medical shit. But he's a bitch.
Okay, here. Let's define the kind of scenario. Are we talking, like zombies, virus?
No, I think virus. No zombies. That's bullshit.
Yeah, zombies is a bitch. But yeah, like a virus without a cure that's spreading like really rapidly. Yeah. You think I would be the first to go? I mean, at that point, it's nobody's fault. Because if you catch it, you catch it and you're dead. It's really whoever lives closest to the origin is the first one to die.
Well, actually, it'd probably be me because I don't take any medicines.
Dude, it doesn't matter because if it's an incurable virus, then it doesn't matter if you're the healthiest person in the world. If you catch it, you're going to die. Like, your medical state does not matter in this scenario. It's just, like, who can avoid the virus the longest? And if I were still living here, I guarantee you I would win because you and Will are in pretty popular areas. And Derek is in, like, one of the biggest cities in the country, moving to another one of the biggest cities in the country. So, if anything, Derek's probably screwed first just because where he lives. And I'm the safest because of where I am.
But what if it starts on the East Coast? Then Derek saves.
And yeah, but also, so am I. You know how, like, relatively speaking, I live in a remote part of the country. Like you have to go out of your way to get to me. And it would be very, very easy to quarantine myself here. Like, I live on acres of land. Like, neighbors are not close. Like, we're talking easy ability to like, you know, isolate myself.
Do you think America will ever be invaded?
No. Just because of our geographic location. Like, because of, I don't think, the only way you would invade us is if you came through Canada or Mexico, and I don't think that'll ever happen. It's physically impossible to just, like, sail an armada across the ocean and land on America's shores without us destroying you in the water first. You know? True. Like, you'd have to first go to Mexico, like, overtake Mexico, and then, you know, come in. But even then, I'm sure if anybody invaded Mexico, we would send all of our troops to Mexico and, like, snip that in the bud.
True.
Same for Canada.
I don't know. Canada's soft. You never know.
Yeah, but either way, we would still, like, help defend them if they were invaded.
Which, why would you invade Canada? That's just cold and miserable. You would go to Mexico, if any place.
But if you needed to get to America to come through Canada, it would probably make more sense.
I don't know, man. I would.
Well, because you can, like, if you're like Russia, you can just, like, go across the Arctic Circle, like the North Pole, and then just kind of drop into the top of Canada, and then work your way south.
Well, honestly, if it's that scenario, Russia could invade Alaska and go through Alaska and then come down that way. But I don't know.
Yeah, that is fair. Russia invading Alaska could potentially happen, I feel like. I don't think it will, but like if America were to be invaded, that's probably the most likely scenario.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, but
do you think there ever will be like a nuclear war or like a nuclear war?
No. Yeah.
I everybody's so concerned about like Iran getting or North Korea getting access to nuclear warheads. I don't think anybody in their right mind would ever launch a nuclear missile against any other country in the world, because the minute they did, their country would be destroyed in about 1 second flat, and there is no good outcome to that. I don't think anybody is stupid enough to do that, which we could have a whole discussion about, like, the nuclear armament status of the world that I think is so overplayed, but that's just me.
I think, no, there will never be a nuclear war, because as soon as someone presses a button to send another nuke, the whole world is over.
Exactly. And nobody would ever do that, in my opinion. Like, nobody's that stupid.
The whole world would end, because most likely the nuke would get sent to us.
Yeah.
And then we would unload. I don't even want to think about the destruction. We'd wipe out an entire civilization, probably.
Any country who nukes America is destroyed. Like, they do not stand a single chance. Their entire population will be decimated. Just gone.
If you send one nuke to us, you're a dumbass. You might as well send everything, 500 nukes to us.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, I agree that it'll never happen.
I hope it never happens.
Oh yeah, obviously.
But seriously, if one nuke goes off ever, the world is over.
Yeah, I agree.
Send your text, call up your parents, tell them that you love them, the world is over.
I agree. I cannot argue with that.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, well.
I don't think there's ever going to be another world war either.
Yeah, I think just with, like, technology, it's just not going to happen.
Well, it's not even that. It's like everything's settled now, you know? There's no, like colonization anymore.
What do you mean?
Like, there's not, like, yeah, there's, like, alliances and shit, but there's no, like, it's like U.S. and like other countries, not like Britain with its like 500 other countries that they're, you know, colonizing, or Russia and their, you know, Cold War partners, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, there's never going to be another like World War II where countries are like invaded and taken over, because I feel like the minute a country is invaded by like a large scale attack, they'll just be that invading army will be just like destroyed in a heartbeat, because of, like I said, like just technology comes in and does its job, and then that's that.
I don't know. I think other countries will be invaded. I just don't think there's going to be just another thing. I think it'll be like two big countries. If anything, it's probably going to be like the United States and like China or something, or Russia and China or something like that.
Yeah, or like India, like, and Pakistan.
Well, that's not nothing. Pakistan's a bunch of idiots, dude.
Yeah, but like India and Pakistan actually hate each other, so that's like a...
No, they do, absolutely, but...
But
I hate Pakistan, actually. I hate Pakistan.
Why? For what reason?
They protected Osama bin Laden for God knows how long.
That's true.
Like, you cannot tell me that the people in Pakistan, with all the resources that the United States gives them and money that we give them, could not know that Osama bin Laden, the most wanted man on the face of the earth for at least 10 years, was in a shack 30 miles from the capital city.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no way. So I hate them.
Okay.
And for all you liberals out there, me hating a country does not mean I hate the people from that country. So if you're from Pakistan, is that Pakistani? Is that the correct term?
Yes.
If you're Pakistani, that does not mean I hate you. Just clearing the wavelengths right here.
Okay. Well, yeah, I would be one of those liberals you are speaking to, and I got you.
Good God, man.
Yeah.
Them, the French, awful.
Speaking of the French, tomorrow, 75 years since D-Day. Want to talk about badasses, the dudes who landed on the beaches of Normandy 75 years ago tomorrow. That's like, those dudes are like the epitome of badass.
That whole generation, dude. And not just from America. I'm talking about that whole generation of people on the world. Like, they grew, like, those men and, like, the women on, like, the, you know, nurses or back home taking care of soldiers. Like just think about it. You're in a boat.
Sailing.
You're not really sailing. It's motorized. But sailing to a piece of land you don't know, but you know that there's thousands of other men shooting at you as soon as you get off. Even before you get off, you're getting shot at.
And you do it anyway.
And you do it anyway.
Yep.
Like, holy shit, dude. Like,
yeah.
Like, imagine being in that debriefing. Like, hey, guys. You know, we're going to storm the beaches of occupied France tomorrow. You know, say your prayers, but, you know, load up your guns. Let's go kill some Nazis.
Yep. Not that good.
Like, although I'm going to say this, one of my favorite, you've seen Saving Private Ryan, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, multiple times, yeah.
You know the scene where it's the D-Day invasion and they're doing that what do you call it? The flamethrower?
Like the first scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like they like fire like the bunk or whatever. One of my favorite scenes, my favorite lines is the one soldier turning around and saying, "Don't shoot, let him burn."
I don't remember that specific line, but I'll take your word for it.
Look it up.
Yeah, no, but I've seen that movie like a couple times at least, but it's been a while. I need to go back and rewatch it.
Sometimes it gets annoying because honestly, it's on all the time on TV.
Yeah,
it's
never,
still a great movie.
Yeah, I never watch it. I hate watching movies on TV. Like a movie I like at least. If it's a movie I don't really care about and I just put it on in the background, that's one thing. But if it's a movie I actually like, I will not watch it on TV.
Why?
Because I hate, it's like, you know, in some cases it's censored or edited and there's commercials and it takes away from the feel of the movie, in my opinion.
I don't know. I'll watch my favorite movie. It's my favorite movie. I'll go see it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Aren't you? You're a big movie guy, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to go see Aladdin or like, what do you call it?
No, I have no interest in those live action movies.
What about Lion King?
Maybe, I don't know. Movie I just saw this past weekend. It's called Booksmarts. Great movie. It's essentially Superbad, except it has two female lead characters instead of dudes.
I've never seen Superbad.
Oh man, dude! I love like the high school coming of age movies, and Superbad is like just like a modern day masterpiece of that. Just like it's literally about these two high school kids who are like have like one last night to go out and have fun in high school before like they go to college or whatever. And so it's just the movie's just about their night and like the adventures they get into. And this movie, Booksmart, that I saw this past weekend, it's literally the same thing. I thought like these two girls who feel like they didn't like have enough fun in high school, so they spend their last night just like going crazy and partying, whatever. And it's just like about their night, and it just makes me get kind of like nostalgic about high school. And I like it. It was also a very good movie. I feel like you would like that because you like that sort of stuff. I feel like
I do. I love that shit.
So yeah, watch Superbad. It's easily my favorite comedy movie, like without a doubt. It's so funny.
Honestly, I like Project X a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I haven't seen Project X in a long time. It's not the same kind of movie, but like kind of is, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, watch Superbad. I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix.
It kind of looks stupid to me.
It's not though. It's so funny. It's hysterical, and it has like the critics liked it too. It's not a dumb comedy. It's like it got like very highly reviewed.
Is that with like McLovin or whatever?
Yeah, McLovin's birthday was 2 days ago, June 3rd. Every year on McLovin's birthday, Jay Billis tweets a picture of McLovin's ID and says "Happy birthday, McLovin."
Which Jay Billis is the man.
I know he is.
Like the absolute man.
Yeah. I do like him. Although, I mean, I don't really watch as much college basketball as I used to. But
no, neither do I. I've seen that in myself recently. Like, I don't watch it at all. Like, as much, I used to watch it every night when I used to, when I, especially in college, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'll watch the NCAA tournament religiously, but I mean,
no, dude, like random games. Like I always loved watching games like that didn't have like highlighted or like the blue bloods. Like one of my favorite games to watch of all time was USF and Seton Hall.
Huh. Was it just like a random game you watched once?
Yeah.
Huh.
Just like no-name teams.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I definitely watched more college basketball when I was in high school, but now I'll only watch, like, in the regular season, I pretty much only watch Penn State, and I'll watch, like, Duke Carolina or whatever. But
no, I'll watch it. I'll watch more of it, but, I mean, I'll watch random games, but I used to watch it, like, everything, no matter what.
Yeah. Speaking of college basketball, did you see like an article on ESPN from one of the or it might not have been ESPN, it was just a college basketball writer or whatever, he's like a pretty well-known guy. He wrote for one of the big websites. I don't know, but he did like a top 50 ranking of the upcoming college basketball season, and he ranked Penn State as like either number 34 or number 36 in the country. I was like,
you're kidding.
Dead serious. And they're all saying this because Lamar Stevens is coming back. They're all like, oh, Lamar's coming back. Like, first team all Big Ten, returning starter, like leading returning scorer. We're like, whatever. And they think that he's going to have what it takes to just put the team on his back and get us to the tourney. But I'm not going to believe it till I see it.
Don't get my hopes up.
No, that I know. They're saying like, oh, yeah, they got him. They got Mike Watkins. Like, yeah, they lost Josh Reeves, but Miles Dredd, like, whatever. Like, Jamari Parker, Wheeler, whatever his name, Jamari Wheeler. I'm like, ugh, I don't know. I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it.
Like, I want to believe in this team, but they never give me a reason to believe.
Nope. They kind of did last year, though, with Tony Carr.
Oh, yeah, but then Tony Carr left, like a dumbass.
Exactly, and then all that hope lost. And this year, we were just like, so, so pitiful for the first half of the season.
It didn't make any sense. I think He's playing. He played in fucking Europe. He got drafted in the second round. Like, what'd he do, dude? Like, you left college for that? Fuck off.
And had he stayed, we would have been legitimately good this year. Like we would have actually, we would have had a very legitimate chance at making the NCAA tournament, and he would have had a more legitimate chance of like actually being drafted or whatever and playing.
Dumb ass.
I agree. Whatever.
Did he even get his degree?
No, dude. He left after like his sophomore year.
Dumb ass.
Yep.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
I just want them to be good.
Yeah, me too.
But it never happens.
That's just all I want is 1 year. I'm not asking for much, just 1 year where we're respectable enough to make the NCAA tournament. That's all I want. Just one. I won't get greedy.
Is it ever gonna happen?
I mean, in our lifetime it will.
I guess we'll it's gonna happen when like we recruit like a whole basketball team from Philly again, like they did with Tony Carr and Lamar Stevens and all them.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Good God, man. If only.
If only.
Ooh. Oh, shit, dude.
Yep.
The NCAA tournament is such a great thing.
Oh, of course. That's what? How many games is there in 32 games in 2 days? And then another
16, then 8, then 4, then 2, then 1.
Yeah. Ugh. Incredible. Have you been watching the Stanley Cup or the NBA Finals at all?
I've been watching as sad. Like, I love hockey, I love playoff hockey. Everything's just been so busy at night that I've not been able to watch it.
Yeah, I've been watching it.
But I've been trying to keep up as much as I could. But like other like Monday night high school graduation. What else? What else was there? Like Friday. Well, they play Saturday. Oh, Saturday had a wedding. Like, you know, I couldn't watch the Stanley Cup, but I've been able to watch the NBA Finals.
Yeah, and I've been watching it. It's been a good time. I mean, I'm just glad it's tied at 2. St. Louis has given Boston a run for the money, and Chara is done for the series. So,
oh, is he officially done? I saw that they didn't roll him out.
Yeah, no. Well, I saw today that it didn't explicitly say, but it was something like Boston has to figure out how to win the series without their captain Zdeno Chara or something like that. So I just assumed from that headline he was done because he broke his jaw. Like, I don't know if you saw, but he took a puck to the mouth and apparently he broke his jaw.
That's fine, dude. You know, just like get a face mask for it. You'll be fine.
I'm sure he's. That's what I love about hockey players is they literally don't give a shit what happens to them. They're going to keep playing, and no other sport will a player be that way, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Like the one year the dude like had a broken ankle and was just playing.
Yeah, or like it was like in the middle of the Blackhawks being really good one of those years. Duncan Keith took a put to the face, 7 teeth knocked out of his mouth, picked him up, went to the locker room, got a new mouth guard and kept playing. Like, are you kidding me?
That's awesome. That's how it should be too. In any sport. You know, in any sport, if you come out and you're hurt and you're like, okay, just wrap me up, I can play, do it.
Yeah. That's what I love more. I think hockey players are like the most committed to their sport. Like they will do anything to play. They don't.
I just don't understand it though. How can, like, what is the difference between a hockey player saying, yeah, I know I have a broken leg, like, let me just go out and skate, or like I have like a broken jaw, let me go out and skate, like just put a face mask. And like they're able to tell their team doctors that, right? You get what I'm saying? But like if a football player has a concussion or broken arm, or like basketball player like pulled hams, like whatever, like it seems like those sports protect those players. You get what I'm trying to say? Like
I think
those hockey players can just tell them, hey, I'm fine, let me play. And then other sports is no, like sit down.
I think it's just the culture of the sport. Like hockey's been that way, and it like stayed tough where other sports got soft. I don't know,
man. Football is soft though.
Yeah. Are you gonna wear your shirt that says what, like make football tough again or whatever?
Make football violent again.
Again, that's what it is, yeah. Yeah, no, how I meant you mentioned it though. How was Mitch's wedding?
It was good. It was a good time. Saw Matt Freiberg, if you remember him.
No.
Will's nursing roommate. Played hockey from Philadelphia.
Yep. Oh, I like that guy. Yeah. Matt. Okay. Yep. Now I remember him.
Cool kid.
Yeah.
Hung out with him. Saw a couple nurses. No one you would know, though.
Yeah. Will and Amanda were there, right?
Yeah.
Did you drive with them?
I drove Amanda up to the place because Will went up on Friday. Me and Amanda went up Saturday morning. Wasn't and Will... then, like, Will and Amanda drove back together.
Wasn't Will, like a groomsman or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so funny. The one time, like, we all get up for dinner or whatever. Like, Will, obviously, groomsman, gets up, like, gets dinner first.
Yeah.
We walk around the corner, and we see him sitting at the table eating alone. Like, no other groomsman was sitting with him. He was just eating alone.
Come on, Watson. It's funny.
Like, it was a good time, though. I slept in my car.
What? What? Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because the place that they had, it was like, you know where Mitch lives. Like, he lives in the middle of nowhere. So, like, it was at a barn, right? And the like, barn was, like, on an estate with, like, a house, like, next to it where people would sleep. But there weren't enough rooms for everyone to sleep there. So, if you weren't a groomsman or bridesmaid or like a parent, you didn't get to sleep in that like house.
Oh. So what the heck you'll do, just like pitch tents and camp out?
Well, the worst part was is that it poured.
Oh.
It poured on Saturday night, so no one could camp out. So like people drove home, but like I don't know how to tent, like put up a tent anyway. But like, and you can't, there was no service there. So ordering an Uber is impossible. So like, there's no point of, like, getting, like, a hotel room anywhere close, which was probably be, like, a 20-mile thing, a 20-mile drive.
Yeah.
So I slept in my car.
Damn, dude.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, man. I guess.
So, but yeah, we're all good.
Yeah, there you go.
It's whatever. But yeah, I'm done with weddings until January.
I'm done with weddings until July of next year.
Your sister's, right?
Yep. Oh,
can I actually come to that? Can I actually come to that wedding?
I mean, I get a plus one and jokes on my parents if they think I'm finding a date. So, sure.
Because I would absolutely go. Because I like already planned my trip out. So
it's July 18th. I'm pretty sure that's the Saturday. It's on a Saturday. It's in a town called Libertyville, which is, depending on traffic, an hour outside of the city.
What direction?
North, like straight north, pretty much. North, a little west, but predominantly north.
What's it called? Libertyville?
Libertyville is the name of the town, yeah.
Wait, in California?
No, in Illinois.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
Libertyville, Illinois. Nice little area.
Because that's right around the time I'm going to take that trip.
Yeah. Which I want to talk about after this.
Libertyville. Dude, if a year from now you're still serious and don't have a date, I will absolutely voluntarily come. And if you want me to come, of course.
My parents would absolutely let you come. That's the thing. Like, they would not say no.
Let me know, man.
Yeah, I will. But yeah, no, I want to talk about your road trip. Like, so do you have it like pretty much planned out?
Yeah, so I already had it planned out for a while. It's just that you're moving to Chicago and Derek's moving to LA, and my other friend Ryan Marcoux, remember him?
Yeah. The kid from
he moved to San Diego.
Yeah.
So I basically just spaced it out a little bit.
Okay. So, like, where are you going?
Well, so it's always been a dream of mine since, like, no lie, like, fourth grade to take a cross-country road trip, right?
Yeah.
And I want to hit every state in the United States.
How the fuck are you going to do – okay, well, yeah, explain yourself because I don't think you're going to get Hawaii in there.
No. I'm not hitting Hawaii or Alaska. I'm on this road trip.
Okay.
And since I've been to most of the states already because of my baseball trip.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not hitting Washington, Oregon, like Florida, Georgia, and all that shit. Like, okay. Like, I'm going to states and places that, like, I haven't been to and just want to, you know, stop in, say I've been there.
Places like North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming.
Yeah. So, for example, I would drive to Chicago to see you. Then I would drive to Kansas City, Missouri, but actually, like, just stop in Kansas because I want to say I've been to Kansas.
Okay.
And then I would drive up to Lincoln, Nebraska, or Omaha, because they both have minor league baseball teams in it.
Yeah.
After that, I would stop to in Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, South Dakota.
So, because I definitely want to see that before I die.
Oh, yeah.
Then I would drive up to North Dakota just to say I've been to North Dakota.
Yeah.
Then I would drive to Billings, Montana.
Okay.
Because there is a minor league baseball team there.
Okay.
Drive down to Wyoming because I have to say I've been there.
Yeah.
Cross into Idaho.
Okay.
Drive down to Utah and Salt Lake City, right?
Yeah.
Because they have a minor league baseball team there, right?
Yeah.
And then I would drive to Las Vegas and spend a night in Las Vegas because I want to go there just for a night, and it's on my bucket list to say I've won a hand in, or just won in Vegas.
Okay.
I would then drive to Los Angeles.
Okay. Yeah.
Spend a day or two with Derek, depending on, you know, work and what their plans are and all that.
Okay.
Then I would drive down to San Diego.
Okay.
Because Ryan Marcoux lives there, and I would like to spend a day or two with him.
Okay, yeah.
Drive across Arizona.
Yeah.
and hit Albuquerque, New Mexico, because they have a minor league baseball team.
Okay.
Then drive across the panhandle of Texas and hit Oklahoma and Oklahoma City.
Okay. Let me guess, minor league baseball team in Oklahoma City.
I don't think there was. I didn't really look into that.
For a city as big as Oklahoma City, they have to have a minor league team.
I think Tulsa does. I'm not sure, though, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
Anyway. Then drive through Arkansas. Hit Baton Rouge, because that's where Reagan is.
Yep.
And then I would drive through Mississippi and Alabama to get to Lynchburg, Tennessee, because that's where the Jack Daniels distillery is.
Oh, nice. Yep.
And then I would just drive to Whitehall.
And how long are you estimating this will take?
It's between 17 and 22 days, depending on, like, if I spend, like, 2 days in Los Angeles, 2 days in, like, San Diego, like, 2 days, like, visiting Reagan and Baton Rouge. Like, so it varies.
So you're telling me you're going to get to a town, like, sometime in the afternoon or the evening, spend the night, and then just leave first thing in the morning and just keep going?
Yeah.
So you will literally rarely – you will be driving the vast majority of the time. You will not be stopping. You will just be driving.
Yeah. I mean, besides at night.
Yeah, but you – so you're going to be driving, like, hours upon hours every day for 17 to 22 straight days? That sounds like a nightmare. I'm sorry, dude. I could not sustain that.
No, it's fine, dude. It's just like I know where I want to stop. Like, what am I going to see in fucking North Dakota? Like, in South Dakota, like, I'll walk around and spend, like, the day in, like, what do you call it? Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, but I mean, don't you want, like, like you said, when you go to California, take a rest day or two, you know, or Las Vegas, just, like, hang out for a day instead of driving.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I go from Salt Lake City to Las Vegas, it's only 5 hours. So I would drive to Vegas. Like, I'd wake up in the morning sometime, probably like 8 or 9, drive to Vegas. I have the whole day and all night to spend in Vegas. And then Los Angeles is only 3 hours away.
Yeah, true. And then San Diego is like right next to LA.
And San Diego is 2 hours.
Yeah. But where would you stay? Would you like get Airbnbs or hotels or with people? I mean, I know you'll stay with people when you can, but like you don't know anybody in Salt Lake City, do you? I mean, what are you going to do when you get there?
No. So like Las Vegas, I would definitely spend a night.
Yeah.
Like definitely spend like in a hotel or Airbnb, but probably hotel. But other nights I would sleep in the car or, you know, find like a Airbnb or something.
Dude, you can't sleep in your car. You need to get a good night's sleep if you're going to be driving that long.
I'll be fine, dude.
You're making me nervous.
Don't be.
That should be good. Hey.
I'll be fine.
So are you? Hey. You'll stop at least for a day in Chicago, right? Or like.
Well, yeah. So my plan for Chicago, like it's like my road trip, depending on how many days I spend, like with people, like at their like houses or whatever. Like for Chicago, like I gave it like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, you can drive quite all of Chicago in 1 day. Hey, and then go from there.
Well, yeah, that's what I would do. Like, so I would leave on like a Thursday or Friday, right, and I would get to your place and I would like spend say I leave on a Friday, right?
Yeah.
I would leave at like 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, this all changes if like, I have to be at a wedding too. So like if I actually go to this wedding, like I'll go like leave the Thursday, get there Thursday night, hang out with you. Friday, hang out with you. Saturday, wedding. Sunday, hang out or start my trip. And then Monday, if I haven't been on the road, start my trip Monday.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, sounds like you've got a good plan.
I don't know if it's good or not. I mean, I bet Will, Amanda, Derek and Bailey are probably all rolling their eyes right now, thinking this is a stupid idea, but hey, I'm going to do it.
I'm not rolling my eyes. I don't think that's a stupid idea at all. I mean, if you want to do it, do it. And who cares how they...
No, I don't care. I don't care what... I don't care if anyone... I don't care if the Pope thinks this is a stupid idea, dude. Like, if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. But I already know. I guarantee at least two out of the four people that listen to this podcast are rolling their eyes at me thinking Connor's an idiot. But I don't care either way. I'm doing this.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah.
When have I ever cared about what any of you thought about me or the things I did?
Never, ever.
Never. And it's always going to stay that way.
Yeah. Yep.
But no, so... yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully gas... I'm thinking about renting a convertible for this, too.
Top down cruising.
Yeah, I'm not lying to you.
Good. That's going to be a hell of an expensive rental car, but...
Probably, but it's worth it. I mean, but I do like the fact that I could, you know, I'd be in my car.
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm going to sleep in my car, like, I want to, like, my, like, it wasn't bad sleeping in my car on Saturday.
Yeah, but it would get real old real quick if you were doing it night after night.
But that's the best part. Like, the only night, like, so, like, let me think. Well, Steve, if I go to Lincoln, Nebraska, Steve is there, so I could probably crash at his place.
Yeah.
But the only other night, so let's see. So going from like South Dakota, probably sleep in my car. And then to. I'm trying to think. There's probably like. The maximum amount of times I would sleep in my car would probably be three or four days in a row.
That sounds terrible.
Probably three. Let me think. Well, I'm trying to think how I map this out. I have the paper in front of me. Drive. I would actually spend two nights in there, in that car.
That's it?
Like, in a row.
I guess that's not the worst, but still. Spend $60 and get, like, a cheap motel room.
Is it worth having bed bugs for the rest of your life?
I don't think you'll get bed bugs.
I don't know. We'll see.
You'll figure it out. I'm not worried about it.
If we still have this podcast, we can do it while I'm on the road.
That'd be sweet. Or we can just do it regardless. Yeah, what are you gonna do to pass the time in the car?
What are you talking about, dude?
You can only listen to so much music.
No. Come on, man.
That's coming from somebody who listens to a shit ton of music. You can only listen to stuff. Trust me, dude. I've done it. When I drive home to Illinois, which is only 5.5-6 hours tops, and I listen to music the whole time, by the time I get home, my ears are ringing, and I'm, like, sick of sound. You are going to get tired of noise.
Do you not know me?
Dude, yeah, but you have never done something like that for 17 days in a row. One day, sure. 17, it's going to be a different story.
Nah, dude, I'll be fine.
Get a book on tape.
Are you kidding me?
Read some classic American.
Are you kidding me, dude?
Listen to like, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Who's that guy from Missouri I don't know. Just listen to a Huckleberry Finn. Just listen to that on tape.
You're a moron. You don't know me at all. It's just suggesting I put on a book to listen to.
Have you ever tried it?
No, I don't want to. Don't
knock it. Listen to the classics.
No chance in hell.
Oh, killing me.
I would not like that at all.
At least get like satellite radio or something. You can listen Oh, you're killing me, dude. Killing me.
You're killing me. Tell me, dude. All you need is some Van Halen. Van Halen is the best road trip band out there.
Oh, not for 17 days in a row.
Dude, but those 17 days, a couple of them I'll be spending with friends. I won't be in the car.
Still, you can only listen to Panama so many times until you're sick of it.
No. No.
Yep. Oh,
come on, man. Come on.
I am all for you taking this trip, but you gotta trust me, dude. You are so sick of listening to music for that long.
No. I'm going to listen to music for the whole ride, and I'm going to tell you at the end of the trip, hey, man, I survived.
No, okay, so I loved it. Thing, enjoying yourself is something entirely different.
I'm going to be enjoying it. I'm going to have the windows down, music blaring, and me driving 80 miles per hour across the country.
All right. All right. I mean, I'm curious to see how that goes for you. I know you're going to have a great time, but I'm curious to see if you can actually do it exactly as you have planned.
Well, you already know that it's not going to go exactly as planned.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Oh, there's going to be something. I'm going to, you know, it's just going to be fun. You know, get there, see Derek, you know, see Ryan, see you.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Do you remember talking about Virginia State?
Yeah, and you called them to ask what their enrollment was?
Yeah. I on my way home from Lynchburg, Tennessee, I'm driving through Lynchburg, Virginia to stop at that college and get a t-shirt.
Do they even make t-shirts?
I don't know, but I'm going to – If not, I'm going to find a t-shirt shop in the area and just get a blank white tee with Virginia State written over it.
Get me one, too, while you're there.
All right.
Well, how did we ever get on the – do you remember how we got on the topic of Virginia State?
Yeah, Virginia – someone was facing them in basketball or football.
Yeah. Oh.
And I looked them up because they're one of the few schools I didn't know the mascot for. And – I looked them up.
Yeah. Virginia State.
In Lynchburg, Virginia.
You'd think with a name like Virginia State, they'd at least be relatively big, but no.
Nah. But, hey, whatever. Well, you got to think about, like, South Carolina State. That's, like, a smaller school. Like, Virginia Tech and Virginia were like the big schools. Like look at Texas. Texas does not have a Texas. It has a Texas State, but it's not one of the three big Texas schools. Texas. Or Tennessee.
Oh no, they are. I guess.
Missouri.
Or Minnesota or any of those. Yeah, no. Okay, I get you.
Like, oh, no. Like South Carolina, Clemson, and South Carolina, like University of South Carolina. And Clemson,
yeah,
broke up because one was an agricultural school and one was like a general like school.
I didn't know that.
There was never a South Carolina State school until later.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Interesting.
And I actually think South Carolina State is a historically black school.
It might be.
But don't worry, I'll get you a t-shirt.
Thanks.
I got you. Dude, I'm excited to take this trip.
Yeah, gotta wait a year.
Yeah, dude. Like, literally, a year from now, I'll be planning, like, to finalize things.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I'll come home and coach football.
Yeah, what better way to end your summer than do a cross country road trip, and then it's football season.
Start off with a wedding, dude.
Yeah, there's no guarantees you're coming to this wedding. If I find a girl who wants to come with me, I'm sorry, I'm kicking you out.
No, no, I want you. So I want to come to this wedding, but I don't want to come to this wedding. Because I know if I don't go to that wedding, you're going to find a hot chick and have a great time with her.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Because I would be very, very conservative considering I'd be with my entire family at the same time. So, you know, I'd play it safe.
All right, but either way, if you don't find a date or find a girl, I'm just letting you know now. I am open to come to your wedding, to your sister's wedding, as I should say.
You'll get to see me fishing again. So
really?
Yep. Yeah.
That'd be sick, dude. Would your sister be cool with it?
Sure. I don't know. Why not? Does she really have a say in her own wedding?
I mean, she's running the show.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. She'll be cool with it. I'll make sure she's cool with it. It's her fiance who might not be as cool with it. Because he doesn't know you at all. And he might not be some stranger at his wedding.
Well, don't you worry, sir. I'll impress the future brother-in-law. He'll probably like me more than he likes you.
All right, well. No, Connor, in all honesty, like, I like my sister's fiance. You and him would not get along at all.
Why?
He, just different interests, different tastes. Honestly, I think me and him are similar to an extent in that we both he appreciates the finer things in life. Like, he knows a lot about wine, for example. Like, a lot about wine. He dresses very nicely. He has very good fashion taste and like LA fashion taste. He's like just like a smart dude, understands trivia a lot, like knows a lot of random stuff, but like is good at Jeopardy, like that kind of trivia. Intuitive. I just don't think you and him would get along. Loves like musically nowhere near on the same page. I don't know.
Listen, I like trivia. He likes trivia.
Yeah, but not
he likes.
I phrased that poorly. I can't like. He just. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying.
He likes wine. I like alcohol.
Yeah. Mm. It very different. Like, would you want to? Never mind. I don't even know. It's too hard to explain why I don't think you two would necessarily be good friends.
Either way, I don't have to be good friends with the future brother-in-law. I just got to be good friends with you, your parents. I don't think I've met your sister, but I'll be good friends with her. And then you can just put me on the dance floor and I'll shake my booty for the rest of the night.
No, you've met my sister before. She was at a tailgate when we were juniors. And I know you were there because Reagan was there, and Reagan wouldn't have been there if you weren't there.
I guess that's true.
My aunt still makes my aunt, the Northwestern season ticket holder aunt, was also there. And she always jokes about the fact that Reagan showed up with like a Gatorade bottle with like vodka in it or whatever. And my aunt was so confused. She's like, why is this girl just like drinking Gatorade? Like, doesn't she want like a beer or something? And I was like, yeah, you know, that water bottle is probably mostly vodka with like a splash of Gatorade, right? Like, I still crack up at that story every time she tells it.
Well, hey, our first game is officially now. That's booked.
Yep. I cannot wait to be sitting in a lawn chair outside of Beaver Stadium on a beautiful August day, the first day of football for Penn State, just drinking a beer, eating a brat or a burger or whatever, and just not having a care in the world.
Yeah, where's our hotel at?
It's right by, like, Walmart Wegmans back over there.
Like, up Atherton.
Yeah, so it's no further away from campus than the other one was, just the different direction.
That works.
Yeah. The other one was full, so this one's...
Really?
Yeah, this one had availability.
That's surprising.
Yeah. I mean, no complaints here.
We'll see if this hotel is lucky.
Well, it's going to be hard to tell because if we beat Idaho, like, oh, big deal. Like, we beat Idaho, you know? It's not.
No, either way. I don't care who it is. It'd be good luck.
I mean, the old hotel, we're 1-1 at. We beat Michigan. Yeah. And lost Ohio State. And then we beat Wisconsin. So I guess we're 2-1.
Oh, true.
But we all true. We won the first game, lost the second game, won the third game. So the next time we stay there, if the trend continues, we'll lose. So good thing we're at a different hotel this time. We can never stay at another one again.
Good Lord. What are we going to do for that Thursday night? We getting downtown?
I don't really care where we go. As long as we go to the First and the Gap, I could care less what we do.
Dude, I say we do Thursday. Just screw the parking. Who cares?
Well, honestly, what we could do is take two cars. Like, when we first get there, all meet at the hotel for Friday and leave two cars there and then just drive one car downtown. We can all, like, split parking or whatever, stay overnight, and then just...
Well, they give you parking for one car per room for days in.
Then, yeah, we could just all take... We could just park two cars somewhere random. Take the third car to the hotel and then have it parked there and then just do that. Because the days in, I think, was only $100.
Yeah, let's do that. That's a block away from the first.
Yeah, walking distance and $25 a person is, I'll pay that.
Ka-ching.
Yeah.
All right, sick.
And yeah, obviously, I mean, like, I don't really care. I mean, if Reagan wanted to stay at the, I don't know what her plans were, but like, we have.
She'll be in Louisiana, dude. Oh, no. Wow.
Up, right?
Yeah, she's coming up. I forgot about that. Well, she's probably flying up that Friday.
Oh, I was going to say, we have three beds, so.
And the day's in?
No, at the other hotel. Because we have two
beds. I'll have to discuss with her.
Well, I know you're sleeping on the floor. Will and Amanda have a bed. I'll have a bed. We'll have one open. So.
All right. Notice how I did not bat an eye or raise an objection to me sleeping on the floor with three beds.
I just don't get it. You sleeping on the floor, sitting in your car. I don't understand why you don't prefer a bed.
And I don't sleep anyway, too. And it's really funny to think that with all the non-sleep I get, you'd think I want the most comfortable place to sleep when I do get to sleep, and I don't.
Yeah. Make no sense.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. What are we at tomorrow? What's the count?
84.
Wow. 84 days. That's not that long.
Nah.
I bought tickets to a music festival today at the end of July, so.
What festival?
Pitchfork Music Festival.
Pitchfork?
Yeah.
What is this? A Satan?
No, Pitchfork is an online music publication, like website where they review music and, you know, cover artists and all sorts of stuff. And they host and sponsor a festival in downtown Chicago every year that I go to because it's cheap, relatively speaking, a lot better music than Lollapalooza, which is the other Chicago option for a big festival, but it's always a good time. It's a lot smaller, more intimate. That's the one where do you remember I sent you guys the Inslee brothers are playing it, like the guys who sing Shout.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's them. I'll see them.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Next summer. Wait, when's the thing in Tennessee?
What? What's in Tennessee?
When's the music festival in Tennessee?
Bonnaroo. Next weekend.
Oh, shit.
Like a week from tomorrow, it starts.
Yeah. One of my buddies, or a few of my buddies, are going.
I was going to say, if it'd be sick if we could time it up where I meet you at Bonnaroo next year while I'm on my road trip.
Yeah, it's like mid-June normally.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Figures. Oh, well. You could come to Pitchfork next year if that, because it'll be the same time, kind of like mid-late July. We could go Friday and then go to the wedding on Saturday.
Maybe if it works out.
You would hate it. You would absolutely hate it. I don't think you'd like the kind of music. It's the kind of music I listen to, and every time I tell you to listen to a song, you don't like it. So,
I think I would like Bonnaroo a little bit because I like the EDM shit.
Well, that's only part of it, but yeah.
Or Coachella.
Go to Coachella. Yeah, let's go to Coachella and stay with Rachel. She lives, I think, kind of right by there.
I go.
Yeah. Did you watch that video I sent you about, like, the Coachella video, like, who paid for my Coachella tickets?
I turned it off within the first 20 seconds.
Because you just hated it so much?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The first girl, oh, my dad did. I know his credit card. Shut up!
Yeah, that's the part that I was like, yeah, Connor needs to see this video if he ever wants to go to Coachella. Granted, not everybody like there is like that, but it's just funny to stereotype.
No, but I within the past like month or two, I've been really enjoying EDM shit.
Like who have you been listening to?
Ilium.
God.
That's pretty much it.
That's it.
Or like the remixes, like the Phoebe Ryan, the song called Mine. I forget who did it, but there's a lot of remixes I listen to.
Yeah, none of this really makes a whole lot of sense to me, but I'll take your word for it.
But, oh. Just imagine me driving.
Connor on the open road. Sunny skies, loud music, windows down, sunglasses on.
I don't wear sunglasses.
Yeah, you don't, do you? That's weird.
Oh, good God. And then I don't work for about 4 months after that.
Yeah, but you'll have classes, right?
No, I'll be soon teaching.
Oh, yeah. Damn, so next year you probably won't be able to do a long weekend, will you?
No.
Will you at least be able to like come to the like the whiteout? Will you at least be able to come Saturday morning if you're not coaching?
Yeah, well, worst case scenario, I get up there probably around 3 o'clock for the whiteout game.
Yeah, I mean, could be worse.
I'm thinking I don't know what's gonna happen with coaching and everything like that, what team I'll get put on, but say it put on the middle school coaching staff again. They play Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
And I would leave directly after that.
So you'd get a solid 3-4 hours of tailgating in.
I could do some damage there.
Oh yeah, we know. We've seen it.
So yeah. Next year you'll just need a room and you won't have to worry about a kid sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, it'll just be me, Watson, and Amanda at that point.
Yeah. Which is why I'm suggesting that for now on, we do some, what do you call it? We do blue and white weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I'm up for it, potentially.
Let me know, dude.
This upcoming year, though, might be tough, but after that, who knows?
Why this upcoming year?
Because I will have just finished in California, and I have no clue what my life is going to be like after that. So I have no clue what I'll be doing or if I'll be able to take time off or what.
Do you know how many weeks vacation you get right away?
Yeah, I do, but I don't get vacation when I'm in California. So I don't.
That's fine, but how many weeks do you get when you're in Chicago?
3 a year.
To start?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's like what I currently have, and it just like that was what happened. Yeah, I think that's what they said. Like 15 days.
That's sick.
Yeah.
A lot of places start at 2.
Well, yeah, 2 for like a when you first, like I was at 2 when I first started, and then I built up years over the day, over the, like I built up days over the years.
That's sick, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, I can't complain.
Next year's gonna be so different for the both of us.
Yeah, it really will be. Like a year from now, we're both gonna be in like very different, or a year and a half from now, or whatever, we're gonna be in really different places from where we are right now.
13 months, dude.
Yeah, well, 13 months from now is when you start the road trip.
Yeah, I'll be panicking about money a lot.
What do you mean?
I won't be working at all from mid-July to probably December.
Do you get paid to student teach?
No.
Oh, damn. Well, are you going to, like, work on the weekend? Like, get a bug? Or are you just going to live off of your savings?
No, so I'll work at Dick's still. So my plan is to, as of right now at least, teach during the day, right?
Yeah.
Then coach until like 6 o'clock. Well, depending on what team I am, either 5 o'clock if middle school or 6 o'clock for the high school teams. And then work from at Dick's from 6 to 9:45 at night.
Every day?
No, probably like just Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I was going to say, when are you going to, like, grade assignments or whatever? Make a lesson plan.
I'll do that in the early morning hours.
Jeez. What do you know, like, what grade are you looking to teach? And what subject or whatever?
Well, it's health and phys ed.
Oh, okay.
And I get to choose where I – like, so most cases, you'll do – like, your school will give you an assignment, like where, what school to go to. But with mine, I get to pick where I take my student teaching.
So you're just going to do Whitehall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
Yeah.
But I have to live off of, let's see, August, September, October, November, just 5 months of student loan payments and gas and other bills. So it's basically just live off my savings.
Damn, dude.
Whatever.
Yeah.
If this gets me happy, I'll do it.
There you go.
So, that's what happens. What's your plans for the weekend?
Nothing. Normal weekend of me doing nothing.
Sounds fun.
What about you?
Going to Watson Saturday night. Nice. A little party.
His house or like Harrisburg or Kutztown, or they live?
His mom's house.
Oh, yeah, what's the party for? Just because?
Leftover alcohol.
From the wedding, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, it'll be a good time.
I think, because my one roommate, Jared, who's the state trooper, did I tell you he's in like Detroit all summer? So he does 8 days in Detroit, then he's 6 days off back here. So he's currently on his 8 days in Detroit from today and through next Wednesday. And so me and Allie, who's my other roommate slash his girlfriend, are, I think she's having like work friends over potentially for like a cookout this weekend. So I might get.
Does he get to stay in Detroit? Like, do they give him like a hotel or anything?
Yeah, the state pays for it. Like, he had to apply for it and got selected to do it because they always need, like, during the summer months when crime kind of picks up in the Detroit area, they pull state troopers from, like, the rest of the state to come and provide additional policing and support. And so he applied and got picked. So, yeah, the state pays for him to go down there and live there and everything. So, yeah, they put him up in a hotel and they pay for food and whatever. It's, like, a pretty good setup. Except for the fact that he has to police some of like the like sketchiest parts of Detroit and the surrounding area, but you know.
Yep. That is a good gig though.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. He likes it, which I don't know if I'd like it, but you know, if he does, good for him. More power to him.
As long as you like what you do, it's all that matters.
Yep.
Hopefully we all get there someday.
We will.
I'm hoping.
Yep.
All right, man.
Time to wrap up.
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch some of this NBA finals, I think.
Yeah, I have it on right now.
What's the score?
I literally just turned it on. I don't think it even started yet.
Well, I thought it was supposed to start at 9. What the hell? It's 9:20.
It never started on time.
22 minutes late. That seems excessive. Oh, well.
Well, it's game 3, so like they probably did the whole pregame festivities for Oakland, you know?
Yeah. Whatever.
So.
All right, dude. Well.
Wait, it did start. Hold on. I'll get you a score. Hold on. If they ever show it. It is 15-7, Toronto.
Let's go Raptors.
No.
Do you actually want Golden State to win, or do you just want the Canadian team to lose?
I just want the Canadian team to lose.
Yeah, I figured.
So.
All right, dude. I'm going to throw it on.
All right, dude. I'll catch you later.
Man, have a good one. I'll talk to you.